Welcome back to another episode of the KKLC Morning Show.
Hey, turn it up!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
It is Tuesday morning. Already our first winner. The Grand in Your Hand contest. It was Sean Sprinkle who picked up $1,000.
Oh, my God. I don't believe it. Thank you so much. That's amazing.
Very happy.
Man, that's great.
Very that happy.
So
that's
nice.
That's how you start off a Tuesday.
I know it, man.
Now you're going to have another chance to win $1,000. A little less than 2 hours from now, 8 o'clock, we'll have a new code word for you. So make sure you're listening for that. And
beat the broadcasters. So yep. We won last night.
Yay.
Got 11 games this last week. And I think we're doing well. Our score's like 50, but I look at some of our KKLZ team.
Yep.
April has 61 points. How about that?
Wow.
I know. Who else do we have here? I don't know some of these names either. Screen names on some of these. Panther.
Yep.
Has 59. Some
okay.
of these people. Kathy's got 59. Man, people. People are doing really well. They're all beating us.
Beat the Broadcaster, sponsored by Ford Country. Don't forget, if you think it's too late to join because...
Yeah.
We're kind of getting to that halfway point of the season.
Right.
In the NFL. You can actually do it weekly because they have some great weekly prizes.
Right.
For locals.
Yeah.
Fatheads. And then at the end, they're going to have a $1,000 winner locally.
Right.
And of course, if you started from the beginning, you have a shot in that multi-market contest to win a trip for two off to Hawaii.
Yeah. There are some people who are pulling in like 69, 70 points though so far. What are they doing? They're cheating.
I don't know what
That's
they're
what
doing.
They're doing. They're cheating.
Is that what they're doing?
I don't know.
If you want more details about Beat the Broadcasters, text the word football to 702-739-9636. Do it right now. Find out more about Beat the Broadcasters like that. Sunshine, breezy today. High of only 73, 74 the high tomorrow. But they say it's going to be partly cloudy. It's about 55 outside right now. Carla will have her first dose and a take on some entertainment news coming up.
Prince and Princess having a little spat. I'll tell you what that's about.
All right, more on that and some other stories after the cars.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, I will tell you there is a lot going on today. Kim Kardashian, Kanye West. Mike, they went to Uganda. They met with the president of Uganda.
Wow.
Now, a source says that Kim told the president, you know, I can't stay long.
Uh-huh.
She had to get back to work.
Wow.
President asked her, what is your job?
What do you do for
Sorry,
a living?
That just cracked me up. What is your job?
Yeah.
She said, you know, I have a TV show.
Wow. Oh.
Got to get back to that. I'm sure he was impressed.
I'm sure.
Gave them both honorary Ugandan names as well.
Oh.
So I don't know what all's going on in Uganda. I mean, I know they need help in certain parts of Uganda or Uganda. But, so, Kim, boy.
Do we know her Ugandan name?
It was like Kim Adishu.
No.
Which means it was like natural beauty, something like that. Okay, sure. All natural. You got a president.
If that's what her name meant, I can only imagine what Kanye West's
name
was.
And it's like he made them up. Kanye Disha. I'm not joking. That's exactly what they were
I mean, how
they
would they know if they weren't made
up? I know. I have to, it was interesting. It's like you just made these up, didn't you?
Somebody.
Yeah, it's Kanye Sige.
Oh.
Which means I trust.
Yeah, that's
and
a good
Kim
one.
Was Kim Agisha.
Okay.
Yeah, the one with blessings from God.
Okay, so no, somebody whispered in the president's ear, hey, listen, you got to give him a name or something.
Yes, exactly.
What name? I don't know. Make something up. They'll never know.
Exactly. Yeah, blessings. I don't know that they're from God, president, but she got blessings from some...
Well, that's pretty cool.
Some God doctor.
Yeah.
Hey, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Yeah, they're at odds right now.
What?
Like, over a nanny.
Oh.
Harry wants to honor the tradition, have a royal nanny, you know, like he had when he was a kid.
I bet.
His mom, Princess Diana, she was pretty hands-on.
Yeah.
But they still had a nanny. That's kind of tradition. She doesn't really want that. She kind of wants to be more involved, like Princess Diana was. So I think they could probably do both.
Okay.
Split the duties.
Well, I hope they work things out.
I hope they work it out, too, because there's no getting out of that marriage.
No.
Right now. Listen, Meghan, honey, you are stuck. Should have thought about that before. And Def Leppard currently winning the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's fan vote.
Oh.
So they're in first place big time, and Stevie Nicks a close second, followed by The Cure. Now, the voting remains open until December 9th. You can get on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame website, and you can vote. And it's cool that they, you know, that they do this.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think people can kind of stack votes.
Does it mean anything, really? I mean,
I think it does to be in there. I think it still does to be in there.
Okay.
You know, but I think sometimes that, you know, there's a... To get there, I think that I know they say that, what's his name, Jan?
Jan Wenner.
Yes, is kind of, you know, he kind of picks and chooses. But I think once you're in there, it's still a cool thing, you know? That is my painfully deep take for this hour. You miss anything, hit up our podcast, 96.3kklz.com.
624, and I don't know how many people know, Carla Rae, anytime I want to know a theme song from a TV show, you're pretty good about knowing the lyrics and stuff like that,
yeah.
The tune and everything else. Check this out. This is on The Voice, and they just started vamping and going back and forth with the theme from Golden Girls.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again.
Heart is true.
You're a friend and a confidant.
And if you're through, party.
Hey!
Anybody, everyone you knew.
Yeah, the crowd's clapping and everybody's going nuts.
I love that song, actually.
And you could do that song.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So here's the deal. We have those Jimmy Buffett tickets to give away.
Yeah.
Sing us your favorite TV show theme.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, give us a few bars, a few lines, if you will.
At least. Minimum.
Yeah. Yeah, and don't call up and go, oh, well, gosh, I don't know. No, if you're calling, you're singing.
Just don't go, facts alive.
Yeah,
facts alive. Okay, is that a- no, you have to sing a few verses.
Yeah, come on, it's early. Nobody's going to hear you.
Now,
come on.
702-739-9636. These are for tickets for Buffett, Boss Skaggs, this weekend over at the MGM Grand Garden Arena. 702-739-9636. Do you have a favorite TV show theme? Just sing it and win. All right, we're going to start with caller number 9. 702-739-9636. We'll see how much talent we have out there. Giving you a chance to win those tickets for Jimmy Buffett this weekend. Go ahead, Nancy. Sing us your favorite TV show theme.
Just sit right back and hear a tale. Tale of a fateful trip that started from this tiny court.
On this...
Gilgan.
Okay.
The skipper to the millionaire and his wife. The professor and Marianne here on Gilligan's Isle.
You missed the movie star!
I'm the movie star.
Oh. When you don't know the lyrics, just skip them.
Skip Professor Marianne, yada yada, on Gilligan's That's great.
You know what? You're right. It's early in the morning. Who's going to know? Who's going to hear?
Who cares?
And the bottom line is you're a winner. You got the tickets. Jimmy Buffett, Coral Reefer Band, Boss Skaggs, MGM Grand Garden Arena. That is happening Saturday night, 7 o'clock. They're from the Calair Cooling and Heating Prize Closet.
Oh, that's awesome.
So thank you for...
Jimmy Buffett.
Well, you're going to have a great time, and thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much.
When that song came out, boy, oh boy, Fist in the Air and Billie Jean. And you're not going to mess with my little brother and his bike. It's Pat Benatar, of course, Mike and Carla Morning Show. 7:04, Tuesday morning, less than an hour away from popping another $1,000 in your pants. Grand in your hand, be listening for another code word top of the hour, 8 o'clock. Already had one winner. Love to have a Vegas winner.
Yes, that would be nice.
That would be nice, wouldn't it? So we'll do that a little bit later on this hour. Sunshine, breezy today. A little chilly this morning.
Yes, it is.
I know, for us it is. High today, 73, 74, the high tomorrow. It's partly cloudy skies.
I know.
Shouldn't be too bad. 55 now.
Couldn't warm up yesterday. I felt like such a... I could not warm up. I had, like, heavy sweats on when I went home.
I saw that.
Sweatshirt on. I was dying.
Wearing your Vegas Golden Knights Stanley Cup shirt.
I was wearing my Golden Knights. Yeah, I was. I had to put on an even warmer one, though, after that. The wind, the... Where do we live? This is not right.
Well...
All right.
Surprised you didn't wear it today, because tonight...
I know.
Drop the puck, 7 o'clock, T-Mobile Arena against Buffalo. The way you changed the chant, though.
Yeah, go Knights, go!
Come on, what are you waiting for? We'll see what happens tonight. All right, a few things we think you should know. That's coming up after Def Leppard. Here you go. Just a few things we think you should know as you start your day at work or at school.
Well, today is National Bosses Day, Mike.
Really?
Yes, it is.
What should we get the boss?
I know. I don't know what to get the boss, but I have to toss that around a little bit.
Okay.
See what we can do for the boss. A lot of people love their boss. A lot of people generally say that, you know, that's...
For the most part.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
Like 60% of employees say they wouldn't change a thing about their boss. But half of people are likely to lie to their boss. So, you know, it all evens out.
I guess.
Oh, this was a funny one. 33% of people, they did a big survey regarding bosses.
Yeah.
They suspect their boss is the one who stole food from them at work.
Really?
Yes.
You're the boss, for crying out loud.
Oh, man, I love it. Yeah, well, you know, the boss is human, right? The boss is human.
They gotta eat.
Oh, man. Hey, listen, the internet going wild all over Twitter. Check it out, people. It's a squirrel. And it appears to have very large breasts, this teeny tiny squirrel.
What?
And this has gone viral, this picture. It's an adorable picture. But they're saying it was probably because this squirrel hibernated and the bulk settled in its chest.
Uh-huh.
So it's a very busty little squirrel. And people are going absolutely berserk over this squirrel. I was a little jealous because I've been trying to get, you know, hashtag Carla's boobs to trend. Yeah, and hashtag
and it's
squirrel,
a squirrel
boobs. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
You got beat out by a squirrel.
No.
And you actually breasts.
Yeah, thank you. I know. These are just hibernation breasts. You don't know, little lady. You don't know what it's like. And I'm going
Walk in my shoes.
Exactly. My eyes. Do it. Say it. You're going to have to get used to it, squirrely. My eyes are up here, huh? Yeah. And I have to remind you, because it is tonight, the Mega Millions lottery jackpot, $654 million this thing is up to. $654 million, people. You know what? If you're off today, go buy a lottery ticket. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? Somebody's going to win this at some point. If it's not this time around, it's only going up again. $654 million. It was like $320 million, I believe it is, the payout. Take it.
Yeah.
Take it, man. So, yeah, if you're heading out there, too, you know, we always say, let us know. We'd love to get a couple of tickets. We'll pay you. Just pick some numbers for us.
That's
the best way to win it. It is Tuesday. A few things you should know.
I don't know when it happened, and I mentioned this to you a couple of times. I think of myself, you know, as pretty athletic.
Right.
Played sports.
Yeah.
Worked out. Used
right.
to.
Right, yeah.
Don't
I used
anymore.
To work out.
And I told you, I think it was a while ago, for some reason, I've lost my trot, my athletic trot.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to the mailbox, and I started running, and I looked like an idiot. My arms were flapping, and I had to stop. So now I don't even run anymore. But the reason I bring this up is yesterday I was over at my daughter's house, and my grandson, Ethan, tells me he knows how to do sit-ups and push-ups.
Okay, sweet.
I said, how many push-ups can you do? And he's going, oh, I don't know. And I said, come on, let's have a push-up contest. Now, I don't know what I'm thinking.
Right. This can't be hard, right?
That's what I'm thinking. Come on now. So I get on the floor. I'm like dying at 10. And he's like just going back and forth.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
I think he did like 20, 25.
Slow down.
And my face is planted into the carpet.
And there's that turning point when you realize you're old and you start forgetting. I know
something happened to you that.
Oh, please. I was at Target standing in the utensil area. And I picked up this thing and it was like, this is like the nicest spatula I've ever seen. Seriously, look at this spatula. Is this like the best spatula? What? Carla.
Whereas never before.
No.
You would even be in that aisle.
Yes. I'm buying bath sheets now because I don't want just a bath towel. I want to cover everything up.
Uh-huh.
Give me a double wrap with the sheet.
Look at us. I can't do a push-up. Buying spatulas.
I know. I guess the question actually is that, Mike. You know, when did you, what just reminded you, oh, crap, I think I'm getting old.
Or I'm not that young anymore.
I'm not as young. No, and that's everyone. That could be you at 25, 30 years old.
702-739-9636. All right. Told you I went over to see my daughter in the grand. I got into a push-up contest with my 6-year-old grandson. Nearly died.
Oh.
I did 10, and that was pushing it.
Yeah.
And he ended up doing like 22, 23 push. I said, enough.
John, that's what we're talking about. The you know, those things that all of a sudden it's like, am I getting older?
You thought you could still do them.
Yeah.
Or do this something.
This is hilarious. Actually, Martin says, my son is 6 years old. I am 31.
All right.
I went to show him how to jump out of a swing.
Yeah.
I mean, how hard can that be at 31? Sprained my ankle.
Oh.
Landed wrong. Apparently, I can't do that anymore. Leanne, you're killing me. She says, oh my gosh, you guys are so funny. Just this weekend, I found out apparently I'm old. My grandson threw his ball up in our planter. It's about 3 foot, the retaining wall. No problem. Thought I'd just jump up there and get it. I put my foot on the wall and nothing happened. No movement. I had to sit on my butt, swing my leg around to get on it. Roll my knees to stand up. I'm so disappointed. I thought I was still young. And now I found out I'm not. Kristen says, I'm 32 years old. Went down a slide with my 5-year-old.
Oh, boy.
Got stuck halfway down. Because our butts don't slide quite as easily as
they
used to.
Now they don't, do they?
Oh.
I will tell you a story that, and Jody will kill me for this, but
man.
And I think I've told you this story before. We were on vacation, and she saw this, just a beautiful young lady, you know, probably 21, 22 years old, just pop out of the pool.
Oh, yeah.
Boing.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
On the side, you know, just put her hands up.
Do that
and
little hop out.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
And Jody goes, man, I wish I could still do that. I said, I bet you can. Now, we've already had a couple of pops. She's at one end. And she tried to do it and quickly sunk back down and then put the one leg on top of the... And I had to give her that sign like,
don't do it.
It's not looking pretty.
Oh, no.
And that's even worse because the water should make you buoyant.
Yes.
But once you're halfway out, you're your normal weight and it doesn't work. That's why
I can't swear, but I think I heard a couple of, okay, so.
Ouchie, help me. That's why you have ladders at each end. That's why.
The ladder over there. Go back in the water.
Oh, my God. That is too funny.
Heather's on the phone. Heather, what happened to you?
Straddle launch.
Hold on. Heather, go ahead.
You know, I'm almost 60 years old, and you don't realize, I line my lips, and I really think it's very pretty. But I went to work one day, and I went to an office. They had a picture of me, and they outlined my lips in this really, really dark red on the picture. And it's like, maybe, you know, I need to do something different because they're making fun of it.
Go with a lighter mauve or a pinkish, something like that. You'll be good. You'll look young again.
There you go.
Not a problem.
The fact that people did that.
Yeah, I know. I know it. But
my coworker.
I'll see.
You would think they would take the damn picture down as they see me walking in. No! Yeah. They use it up.
You're taking advice from someone who almost died doing push-ups and somebody else who was looking at a beautiful spatula. So
I even had to roll over and just rest for a little bit.
Jody, water.
Yeah. Have a good day, Heather. People still texting in.
Oh, my God. Are they ever? Teresa says, at 46, thought I was hip enough to play dodgeball. During the second round while running backwards, I fell, shattered my wrist.
Oh,
a titanium plate and 7 screws later. Yes, I'm old. Oh, my goodness. Tina says, for me, it's the lingo. Not too long ago, my daughter told me she was shook. I thought she meant she was cold. So I said, honey, put a jacket on. That's not what that means. Shook means like, whoa, man.
Oh, I
see. Like, surprise. eyes. I can't even believe this.
Right,
you know?
I'm shook.
Yes, exactly.
Like, I know what that meant.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
No, Jody just texted me. I thought she was going to text me about the pool story.
Right.
For some reason, we thought that Ethan, our grandson, would enjoy the game Twister.
Right.
And that we could play along with him. She actually gave it more of a try than I did. I said, I'll be the spinner. Jody even looks at me and goes, what were we thinking?
Oh, man.
Twister.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you got to bend occasionally. Yes. You got to bend and reach. Yes. Yeah. Can we just play right foot on red? Can we just play that game?
I heard for days.
Oh, that's great.
And I was just the spinner. Just a couple of minutes away from putting a grand in your hand. 8 o'clock. It's REO Speedwagon, KKLZ.
Heard it from my friend.
Play the Grand in Your Hand contest.
I want the cash.
Show me the money, honey.
On 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas.
All right, it's time once again for you to grab your share of $150,000 in this Beasley Media Group multi-market contest. This hour's code word, we play them for you all the time, tune.
Tune, T-U-N-E, tune.
That's it. That's the word, tune. You want to get online at 96.3kklz.com or on our free new KKLZ app. That's the easiest way to enter. You're going to enter the word tune. And then, hopefully, you're going to get a call from some weird number telling you are putting $1,000 in your pocket.
8:06, you still have time to enter the word tune, T-U-N-E, on our app or through our website, 96.3kklz.com. Still a couple of minutes to do that. Just remember, if you're going to enter it, make sure you pick up the phone in about 25, 30 minutes, especially if it's a call from somebody you don't know.
Yes.
The number shows up, you go, I don't know that number, but I'll pick it up.
Pick it up.
Somebody could be telling you you're $1,000 richer. All right, still have a few minutes to do that. Sunshine, a little breezy, high 73. 73 rules. If you graduated in
May. Graduating class, yes.
I don't know what we ruled, but.
Yeah, I know.
It rules.
Rules. You ruled school.
Yeah, I guess. 73 for a high, 74 the high tomorrow. Only about 56 outside right now. Carla will have another take on some entertainment news coming up here.
Tina Turner has a new book out. I'll tell you what, she was a little scared of.
All right. More on that and other stories after Kansas, KKLZ.
Carry on my wayward son.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Arla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
We talked about this yesterday. Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson split up. Well, Mike, she is planning on returning her $93,000 engagement ring.
Oh.
To Pete. Yeah. Yeah. They said that she's fine. She just needs to take a minute away from the spotlight. Be alone to figure out who she is. These people get so big so fast. She's 25.
Yeah.
And she's had like this huge career already. She said, giving him the ring back, has no plans of getting back together with him either. They're done. Oh. They were together, only, I want to say, 4 or 5 months. It hasn't been that long. Celebrities shouldn't be allowed to get engaged or married. They just shouldn't.
That's
just
too
don't.
Bad.
Yeah.
Well, I was hoping they'd make it.
Yeah. Well, you and so many people hoping they were going to be the next Paul Newman and Joanne Woodward.
Yes.
For you.
Who?
Uh-huh. Exactly. Tina Turner has a new book out. It's called My Love Story, a memoir. Now, she mentions in it that, you know, she had some fun along the way. She was always worried during that sexy time that she might lose her wig. She said she was always aware of the wigs, you know, and that they were on. Now, she also talked about how she actually really saw herself.
I never thought I was attractive. That's why the wigs and the makeup and the dress, I had to really make myself pretty. I had to work on that. And I look at the pictures now and I say, oh, yeah, I did a good job.
Yeah.
Moving from that to this.
Yeah, I saw her like 15 years ago. It's been a little while. It was her actual farewell tour. She hadn't done anything since then. Those legs, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I remember you telling me that you wanted to go see her because you might not be able to do that.
Right.
And that was on your bucket list because she is that performer that even at that age, even back then, she could still belt it out. Oh, she could still move.
Yeah. I you know, and I don't know what she's pushing now. She's got to be pushing 80. But, man, she was amazing. Just amazing. And Jennifer Aniston attempting to help Selena Gomez through her issues. They say Jennifer's actually really protective of her. They have the same manager. They've been friends for a while.
Oh.
And she said it really, she feels bad that she's struggling so much. So she said, I want to help her out all that I can. She's like a little sister to me. So good for her. Jennifer Aniston seems like the nicest person in Hollywood.
I don't feel well either.
You know? Yeah, I know.
I'm struggling.
You rub my back. Jennifer, out right there. There you go. That is my pain flea deep take.
We don't have the
hour.
Same manager, but.
No, but we could. You miss anything on this show and you actually want to listen to it. In your spare time, very easy. 96.3KKLZ.com.
Last hour, John Schaefer did this story about the little kid in Boulder City whose parents last minute didn't have a costume for the kid, so they slapped together a costume. And they dressed him up as Hitler.
One of our listeners was there, sent us a picture. Trunk or treat event. And is at a veterans park, by the way. Just to add insult to injury. A veterans park. Come on.
One family friend says, I don't know what the big deal is. People dress up at devils as devils, witches, vampires like that all the time. Evil things. Nobody says anything.
Yeah, we don't really know. Does anyone out there know an actual vampire or witch or devil that, you know, helped murder a population? But, you know, I mean, I'm just saying. Jeez.
I can't imagine the thinking that this was going to cause some kind of uproar.
And, you know, for the record, they didn't just throw this together.
You don't
No. I mean, this picture,
So they had the boots, the leather jacket.
I guess so. The little belt, the little cross belt.
The armband.
The armband, the red swastika armband. I guess.
They're rummaging through all their stuff and
exactly.
Well, I know what we can.
Yeah, here's what we can. We've got. Hold on, Mom. Do we have a sheet? No. Hold on. I got a brown jacket.
So his friends show up as Tootsie Roll and pasta.
exactly. Who are you? I'm Steve from Blue's Clues. I don't know. Who are you?
So then the kids march off to.
Yeah.
The park for trunk and treat. Trunk or treat or
wait,
trunk
no
and
march
treat.
Like this, you guys. What are you thinking? Parents, come on. There are just something. You know, you said a long time ago, Mike, there's nothing funny about Hitler.
I told you that.
Yeah.
When we first started together a long, long time ago, I said the only thing you really have to stay away from is Hitler because there's nothing funny about Hitler.
Sure.
You can joke, you can think you're
there
being cute.
No.
Or,
as a comic, there are things you stay away from.
And that's one of the big ones.
Oh my gosh, yes.
So to dress up a kid like that.
Sure.
And not think that somebody wasn't going to say anything.
Come on. You'll win the contest. You'll definitely win.
Wow.
Oh, that's crazy.
Well, maybe he'll change the costume for trick or treat.
God, I hope so. Dear God in heaven, yes, do.
We have tickets for Duran Duran. Made the big announcement yesterday.
Yes.
Tickets don't go on sale until this Friday. Going to be in town February, Chelsea, 22nd, 23rd, but you can win them before you could even buy them. Tell you how to win that in about 6-7 minutes. 8:34, here you go. Your shot to win tickets before you could buy them. Duran Duran in February at the Chelsea. All you have to do is tell us by title what song we are playing backwards. Here it is. All right, text the title of that song to 702-739-9636. Do it right now along with your name. Once again, it's a Duran Duran song that we're playing backwards. Here it is. Text
that's
the word,
harder than I thought.
I know.
That's good.
Text the word to 702-739-9636 along with your name. I got my first real six string. Giving you a chance to win them before you can buy them. Tickets for Duran Duran. All you have to do is by title, tell us what Duran Duran song this is. We're playing backwards. Seems pretty easy.
Yeah.
And we have, who is it, Jason?
Jason
on the phone. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
Hang on, Jason.
I think you need to turn it on.
There.
Oh.
How long have you been doing this?
You know when you're getting old when you don't know how to put somebody on the air.
What the hell is this button do?
Jason, how are you this morning?
I am the happiest guy on planet Earth right now.
Tell everybody the name of that song from Duran Duran, We're Playing Backwards.
That was Rio.
Yes. I knew what the song was. It sure didn't sound like it backwards. No. Man. Jeez.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I think I have 6 copies of Rio on vinyl. I know that album pretty well.
Got the vinyl. Jason, you're going to see Duran Duran.
Oh, my gosh. I am so excited.
Yeah, you can't even buy these tickets yet. They go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m., but you already have your pair at the Chelsea, either Feb 22nd or 23rd of next year, believe it or not.
My wife flew to London yesterday, and the last thing she said is, don't buy tickets for Duran Duran.
Don't buy.
So your wife, being British, being from London, was Duran Duran cool? Were they cool?
It was either Duran Duran or Spandau Ballet, and she is part of Camp Spans.
Yeah.
Camp well, I would
stick with Duran Duran at this point in time. If you didn't have to spend any money to buy them, you already have them. So congratulations.
Yes.
That is amazing. Thank you so much.
Hang on the line. We'll take down some details, and thanks a lot for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. Congrats, Matt. Scratz. Skizrat. $1,000 richer. Of course, he did what we told you to always do when you enter the contest.
This is the one-time answer in a number that I didn't recognize worked out.
Yeah. Pick it up.
Very
Your next
cool.
chance to win in a little over an hour from now.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of, sponsored by the Las Vegas Southwestern Women's Expo. This weekend, 20th, 21st, Pavilion Ballroom inside the Rio All Suite Casino Resort. Three Olives Vodka just rolled out a new eggnog flavored vodka.
Ew. Okay.
It's going to be for the holidays. They
All
said
right.
It's the first ever eggnog vodka.
just sounds gross.
Milky and ugh. Should be available at the liquor stores everywhere throughout the rest of the year. So.
All right.
Wow. A guy in Iowa went to the hospital earlier in the month after he ate a Tide Pod. They were trying to treat him so he would get better and it wouldn't, you know, heavy.
Right. Well, I didn't know adults are just as stupid as kids.
Well, it gets stupider. He trashed the place. Did about $7,000 to $8,000 in damage at the hospital. So he's been charged with felony criminal mischief.
Wow. So that's what they do to you, I guess.
Yeah.
Is that it? Wow. Okay. Turned you into an 80s rock star. That's great. Okay.
That's perfect.
Wow.
Give me two, and I'll call you in the morning.
Ooh, okay. Maryland police, they arrested Ashley Zorn. Apparently, Ashley was stealing Halloween decorations from the houses all around her. And then she said, you know what? I'm going to decorate my own house. I got a lot of decorations.
What am I going to do with all this?
Yes. She was charged with 22 counts of theft. That's how many homes she stole from.
So not one, not 10, not 15, not 20, but 22.
No, but you take something from each house, right? So people don't notice, Mike. Well, apparently they noticed. She had a candelabra. She had a big zombie on a stake. She had all sorts of stuff. And you don't think your neighbors will say, wait, is that our zombie?
See, I would have said it's a homage to my cul-de-sac.
To my neighbors. That's right. Yes. I'm just paying respect to my
family. You can have it all back
neighbors.
If you want.
Block party.
Yeah.
And a guy, we do this a lot. We'll reach out. Hey, do you know someone who can fix my toilets? Hey, what does this look like to you? Well, a guy posted a picture on Reddit of two small like little tools that he found in his dad's toolbox. They were kind of tucked in there.
Yeah.
Asked for help on what they were. They were toys for your body that you use in bondage, stuff like that. Bet he's glad he asked, huh? Hey, these are my dad's. What are these? They're little clampy things.
Little clampy things?
Yeah, little clampy things that, you would use on the upper portion of the body. It's nice. That's great, Bob. Why'd you post that online? I didn't know what they were. I seriously didn't know what they were, so I thought I'd reach out. That's all. They're clamps. I thought it was to jumpstart my battery or something, but I guess it is in a sense, ain't it there? It is Tuesday. That's your other news.
Every morning we wrap up the show with a feel-good story and a feature we call...
Yeah.
Well, sometimes people get upset with who Nike decides to use in their ads. Well, Mike, a distance runner, student at the University of Oregon, made history over the weekend. He became the first athlete with cerebral palsy to sign with Nike. Justin Gallegos, he was at a race where there were a ton of TV cameras, and he didn't really realize, he didn't know the cameras were there because of him. So he ran the race, and he did well and kind of dropped to his knees, and he was just so excited that he did well. And,
yeah.
And, well, it was people there to tape this. They wanted to get it on tape and let him know that, you know what, we want you to be our first and only athlete with cerebral palsy, you know, to represent Nike. So they gave him a contract for 3 years with Nike. He didn't know. He did not know.
They just wanted to be there to get the raw footage of him and the emotion and everything else.
Exactly. So, it's their specific, it's called the Breaking 2 campaign.
Mm-hmm.
It helps runners break the 2-hour mark for marathons. And they make specific shoes for runners who have disabilities and want to try to tackle this. Like Justin. Yeah, very, very cool. That really is really cool. Wow. Love things
so
like
just
that.
When you thought Nike was this.
They're all about making a statement, that's for sure.
Well, if you have a feel-good story you'd like us to hear about, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show at 96.3KKLZ.com. 9:38, before we kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon, sponsored by Knab, plan your trip at VisitSouthernUtah.com. Don't forget, anything you missed on this morning show, catch up, keep up. You can do that with a condensed version by downloading a condensed version, a podcast of this morning show, plus entertainment news, interviews, and more. Just go to the Mike and Carla Morning Show page on our website. Wendy Rush coming in next. She will have another chance. Another shot to put a grand in your hand, 10 o'clock with a new code word, so make sure you're listening for that. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, and be kind to each other. And we will talk to you, I think, tomorrow morning.
Yes, we will.
Bright and early at 5 a.m.
You've been listening to the KKLZ Morning Show.
You guys have a great day. I love listening to your show.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You guys sound amazing. Thank you so much for getting up so early and coming and doing this today.